Big Brother, mainstream media, Jeffrey Epstein lookalikes. You want it? We got it. We got llamas. We got dwarfs. We got Easter bunnies. We got Alex Jones completely nuts. We got it all. We got Mike Lindell coming up, totally vindicated, in the lead for governor of Minnesota. It's crazy! Ooh, sweet Lucy was a dancer, but none of us could chance her. Smorgon music from the 70s. Deep Purple, baby. Saw them in concert once. Smoke on the water, fire in the sky. Woo! All right, let's jam in some more calls. I got to say, this guy's way better looking than Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, look at this. And he's got a way better attitude, too, and he's not into Satanism. Lee in Kansas, you're on the air with the Jeffrey Epstein lookalike victim. Go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, it is beyond any shadow of doubt in my mind, this is not Jeffrey Epstein. And I like how you're taking this, Pete, you know, doing it with a grain of salt, with a smile on your face. My question for you is, I only have one, is you're running for mayor of Palm Beach. What is your platform?
Well, my platform's been on the internet, but I'll give it to you real quick. So Palm Beach Island is very bougie and beautiful and affluent, and people are very concerned about how they feel and how they look. So all residents on the island of Palm Beach get Botox. All residents on the island get a trainer for a year so they can live longer and pay taxes longer, free dog walking services, free setup on the beach, free mother-in-law counseling, more pickleball courts and tennis courts, free bar under the iconic watchtower on Worth Avenue, free use of a convertible for a year. That's my platform.
Are you going to give us free health care and free sex changes like Mondami and then not deliver?
No, it's about just having a better life in Palm Beach. And we're figuring out how we're going to get the Botox to the residents. And there are a lot of big Botox companies that would love the opportunity to have their syringes in residents of Palm Beach, and they'll continue to use Botox.
So instead of like old DDT trucks, you just have like Botox trucks that just spray Botox gas out.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it. It's all a lot of fun. Thanks for the call,
Alex,
sir.
Alex, through osmosis, they're going to get their faces like, ugh!
Folks, it ain't Jeffrey Epstein. Good God. Chat King in Colorado. Go ahead, Chat King.
Hello, am I on there?
Yes, you're on the air, sir. Welcome to the broadcast.
Okay, so, hey, Palm Beach Pete. My name is Chad King, and I saw you in my dream, and you molested me. Why did you do that to me?
You're breaking up. I can't understand your question,
It's
sir.
A prank caller. You can tell the voice of, why did you molest me in my dream, Palm Beach Pete?
Oh, all right. He's an idiot.
Bye-bye, Chad King. Who's been holding the longest here? One more. Candace in Tennessee. We'll see if you can say something serious. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
You bet.
So this lookalike, he wants to have more funding for autism. That's something he's going to run on, but they already have lots of money dedicated to this in public schools, so they're actually...
Sure, ma'am. He was just being nice to a caller about that. I don't think that's a central platform.
If you want me to answer the question a little deeper, we'll have some type of fundraising gala event in Palm Beach that will raise a lot of money for autism. Okay?
This only encourages people to get labeled autistic. This only encourages labeling people autistic for more funding.
You know what? It's so funny you say that. Hold on, ma'am. I'm going to put you on hold. Let you talk to Andrew Wakefield. He first exposed it was causing autism. The brain damage. I see the kids everywhere. We're being fried. We're not living as long. Are you saying autism is a hoax?
I'm saying that labeling people...
I'm going to put you on hold. This call is not for this person, but I got an autism expert for you that went through hell to expose it. Let me tell you, neurological disorders are off the charts, okay? It's the damn shots and the cocktails and the pesticides in utero, the atrazine. Palm Beach Pete, give us your campaign website one more time.
Vote for PalmBeachPete.com.
Vote for PalmBeachPete.com. I'll say it one more time. Vote for PalmBeachPete.com.
All right, you're coming on the War Room, 3 p.m. Central tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific, with the great Harrison Smith. Thank you so much, Palm Beach Pete, who is not Jeffrey Epstein. Thanks for coming on with us.
My pleasure, Alex. Thanks again.
Now, when's my massage? Thank you. When's my massage check coming in, though? Hurry up.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at Real Alex Jones and on Rumble at rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Well, I like to have people on that have had courage and have been stalwarts and have been dauntless and have been proven right. We have Mike Lindell in the lead to win the governorship from nowhere. We have all the big lawsuits. Now the latest Dominion being dropped against him for exposing the electronic voting machine fraud. He's joining us next hour. Dr. Wakefield, Andrew Wakefield, the first to come out and connect autism to the shots, all vindicated congressional reports. Them covering it up in 2000, they knew. He didn't know that at the time. That's since been released and declassified. Unbelievable what he went through. Targeted by MI6, CIA, same way I was targeted with the Sandy Hook stuff. Major PSYOP. And he's got a new book coming out and more. We're going to be talking about where we go from here in a moment. But first, remember, we're listener supported. We have the very best supplements, the very best super nutrients that boost everything, the very widest selection of Patriot apparel, and so much, the very best water filtration, highest rated, cutting everything out, thealexjonesstore.com. That's how we fund this operation. I can't do it without you. I had my son, Rex Jones, who's quite the chemist, in yesterday, talking about these amazing products. I'm going to show you this ad to keep us on air, because we're in the rebuilding phase. We need funds. We're in a fundraiser, but these products really work. Get them. Here's Rex breaking it down. 2 years ago, I said, I want something that supercharges methylene blue.
Yes.
I want something that gives people natural, clean energy without stimulants. And you got together with top formulators and created Methyl Drive and Power Plant. They can individually be taken.
Yes.
Or they can be stacked together with methylene blue. I don't explain how these are the perfect formulas.
Sure.
I've had top formulators say, who made these formulas? These are the best. These are available at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds our operation. You develop these with top formulators. These are great, already best-selling products without me even promoting them. Tell us about Power Plant and Methyl Drive right now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we've got hundreds of thousands of people that have taken ultramethylene blue since we started selling it on the alexjonesstore.com. This is an incredible product. This is a super powerful metabolic ingredient. More energy, more ATP. That's why it's a super powerful nootropic.
It skips something in the mitochondria.
It skips the oxidization process in the cells. It skips through the Krebs cycle from stage 1 to stage 4 oxidative phosphorylation. Nothing else does this.
That's the ultimate antioxidant.
The ultimate antioxidant. That's ultramethylene blue. Now, the key to human health, this is what's being discovered, is mitochondrial health, right? 20th century, they try to treat symptoms and keep you alive. 21st century, it's all the people you watched on Rogan over the years proven to be correct. It's about the mitochondria. It's about cell division. It's about senescent cells and their waste products that they make.
We have the Power Plant Bundle discounted. Power Plant, yes. Methyl Drive, and Methylene Blue together right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It really is amazing, and it funds the operation. You're going to be addicted if you get it.
You guys really need to get this. If you're looking for a physical improvement, a mental improvement, that Power Plant formula combined with the Methyl Drive and the Methylene Blue, but any one of these taken separately, if you're older and you get the Methyl Drive, you are going to love this product. If you're younger and you're big into exercise, you're going to love the Power Plant. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. Nobody has taken this and given me a bad review. And combined together with the Methylene Blue, it's a deal that's too good to be true.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
All Mike Lindell coming up next hour. In the lead for governor. Vindicated. Lawsuits getting dropped right and left. The truth's coming out. Now, Andrew Wakefield, most people know who he is that are informed, but a lot of people don't. This all started, got to be 20 years ago, what they did to him. And I watched with horror as they did it. Fake studies, lies, he's a fraud, isolating him, taking his license, going after him, putting him through hell. He came to Austin, lived here, and then California. Totally vindicated in spades. Everything he talked about proven to be true, but worse than he said. Now, all these Senate and House hearings where they cover up deaths in the secret trials of the COVID shots, and they covered up the autism links, and now Kennedy taking away vaccine liability protection, Trump saying we give kids too many shots. Yeah, things aren't perfect, but we've moved the needle, not 180 degrees, but like 100 degrees. I mean, it's moving quicker and quicker and quicker. And the system is in full panic mode. He's got a new book coming out, WakefieldMediaGroup.com. The book we're going to tell you about that's coming out on X at Dr. Andy Wakefield. It's great to have him here to just cover the waterfront and go wherever he wants here. My vindication, I've been blessed, usually comes a few months after. I said the Strait of Hormuz will close. Trump will figure out he's been set up. The mullahs will come out on top. It will devastate the economy. And the main issue will become Israel first versus U.S. first. That was easy to call 120 days ago. But he was a true pioneer in his own practice and did what he thought was right and got crucified for it. But we stand on his shoulders today. And now more and more comes out about Fauci and all his lies and Hotez and all of them. So, Dr. Wakefield, thank you for being here with us today. There's so many places to start, so many places to go, but covering up vaccine injuries, covering up vaccine deaths, calling all these new gene therapies vaccines, we needed a lot more Andy Wakefields back when you were, patient zero and all this. But what is it like now? How long's your saga been? It's got to be 20 years, right? What is it like now in retrospect?
31 years, Alex.
How many?
31 years.
31?
31 years.
Wow, that's right. I've been covering your cases. I was on air. I've been interviewing for like 25 then. So where do you want to start here?
Well, let me just bring all your listeners up to date. And that is the latest study. All I did all those years ago, Alex, was to ask for more science to look at the vaccine autism link, specifically MMR, measles, mumps, rubella vaccine, based upon the parent's story of what happened to their child. And that work was, as you say, fudged. It was cheated. They lied. They obfuscated. Here is the latest study. Okay, the latest study, I asked for further work to be done. This is the further work. It has reviewed 136 papers that allege to look at this link, including 12 comparisons of vaccinated versus unvaccinated children. That is the gold standard.
And that's the study out of Michigan, correct?
That's right. Health outcomes. That's absolutely right.
Give me the study name again. I want to pull this up. Sorry, but give us the name of the study. I want to pull it up. I forgot to do that.
It's called an inconvenient study. Was the movie that was made about it. An excellent expose by Del Bigtree.
Continue.
And what happened? The conclusion of this latest paper to come out is this, Alex, and I'll read it for you. Combination and early timed routine childhood vaccination constitutes the most significant modifiable risk factor for autism spectrum disorder. There you have it. The most significant modifiable. It can be prevented, and yet it's not. So that's where the science stands at the moment, 31 years further on. And it's thanks to you, and it's thanks to people like Del Bigtree, that this message is getting out there in the widest way possible. So I'll tell you a story now about this book. And this book is not about vaccines. This new book comes out tomorrow. It's called The Bequest. And it's a rather unusual story. I was at a conference around 2010 in America. I'd given a lecture, and that evening I was taken out for dinner by one of the organizers, a mother of an affected child, severely affected nonverbal child, teenager with autism. And over dinner, Alex, she asked me if I would father a child for her. Now, you may think, what a very strange thing to raise on the show. But her motives were entirely sincere, and her intention represented something that was symptomatic of a real problem in this country, and that is this. What was going to happen to her child when she became infirm or died? Who was going to look after her child? Because there was no one. There's no provision. The world did not understand his condition. The world did not care. And the world certainly didn't love him. And he was going to die on the street. This is the nightmare of many millions of parents across America and around the world every night. What happens to my child when I'm gone? And often the care falls to siblings. So it takes a healthy sibling out of the workplace as well, because these individuals often require 24/7 care. So you not only have damaged an individual, but you've taken one of their healthy siblings out of the workplace. No society can sustain the level of injury that we've seen with this. So I was very, very moved by her request, and I said, I'm going to write a screenplay about this, which I did. I put it on the shelf. I came back to it many years later when the time felt right. And Hollywood, as you know, is in a difficult place at the moment, certainly trying to raise funds for independent films, which is what I do. I'm a filmmaker. And so my assistant said, you need to write the book. Much cheaper to get a book out there. Get the story out far and wide. Let people know what's going on, what this is all about. And someone will come forward and say, this would make a great movie. We make the movie. And that gets out. Books are read by many people.
Yeah, that's the smartest way to get a movie out. If you know it's going to be a hit, you've had many big hits. Is to put the book out. Absolutely.
That's it. So that is the plan. The plan is to enlist the help of someone like Taylor Sheridan, because it's a Western, Alex. It's a Western. You may say, well, why make it a Western on the Oregon Trail in 1867? And the reason is twofold. One, I wanted to take this story away from the issue of causation. What was causing it? To a time when autism was vanishingly rare. And I did that because I don't want anything to detract from the core message that this film is about, and that is what happens to my child when I'm gone, when there's no one left to protect.
Well, I'm going to read the book as soon as it comes out, and we'll have you on about that. I want to get more into that, but I want to cover all the current stuff as well. But I had a caller right before you came on. We had a candidate for Palm Beach on that they're accusing of being Jeffrey Epstein, and I was trying to dissuade some of the real conspiracy theories out there. And a lady heard a caller called and said, I'm autistic. What do you do for autistic people? He said, oh, we'll have a gala fundraiser for you, which is a side issue. She calls in mad saying, autism's exaggerated. It's basically made up. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor, but I'm 52. I've got four children, 23, 22, 18, and 9. They've never had any shots. I go to the movie theaters. I've seen children. You go to the mall. Half of them look like zombies. A whole bunch of them are barking and yelling. You go to a restaurant. There's always autistic kids in there. There's a lot of people. It's everywhere. And the neurological disorders, we aren't living as long. 25-year-olds are getting Alzheimer's. There's all these studies about the shots adding to this cocktail of chemicals in the food and water, the forever chemicals. I mean, this is going on. I know you get into the statistics here. Obviously, there's some people that are just kids that are on screens too much, you know, that they say are autistic. But as a spectrum, when they say autistic, we're talking about neurological damage, neurological quirks. Also, it's a lot of women older having children, so the eggs are older. I've seen the studies. You're the expert. But explain to people, I mean, we know what in the 50s, 1 in 40,000 or whatever. Now it's 1 in 33 or whatever, even higher in South Korea. So spend a few minutes, sir, if you can, and we'll get back into your book as well. I can't wait to read it. Sometimes, you know, it's fiction that gets people, sometimes not nonfiction, but you're quite the autism expert now because you were first person to do this causal connection to the shots and autism. What the hell's going on with autism? What's going on with our youth being disassociated, you know, in their own bubble? What's happening? And then what's going on with the suppression of all the treatments and things that you've pioneered and proven, in some cases, cure kids, but they're always behind, but in other cases, certainly mitigate. This is critical information.
Yeah, firstly, there's a lot of ill-informed opinion out there, and there's an abundance of opinion, and we can dispose of opinion. Let's just deal with facts. When I first got involved 31 years ago, the rate of autism was 1 in 10,000. It was perhaps even less. It went up dramatically, exponentially, and now in Northern Ireland, in certain states in this country, one in 15, one in 12 to 15 boys has autism, okay? Now, people say, well, this is expansion of the description of autism, the diagnostic criteria, that we're just including milder cases. No. When you look at the severity of the autism in those cases, many, many children are at the severe nonverbal end of the spectrum. So, no, it cannot be explained. Are we better at making the diagnosis? I do not believe that. Why? Because the best diagnosticians in the history of this planet are not even of this century or of the last century, but the century before. They worked in places like the Salpêtrière Hospital in Paris, people like Tourette, Gilles de la Tourette, Tourette syndrome, Jean-Martin Charcot. These people were outstanding clinicians. Had autism existed, they would have described it. There was nothing they could do therapeutically about it because they didn't have the drugs or any access to that kind of thing at that time. But they were excellent diagnosticians. Had it existed, they would most certainly have picked it up and described it from top to bottom. So no, let's not flatter ourselves that it's just that we're making the better diagnoses. And if you look at states like New Jersey or California, where they've had the same diagnostic criteria in the same centers over a prolonged length of time, and this is the ADDM, New Jersey is part of this, the autism diagnostic group, then what you see is that the rates there are very, very high, approaching 1 in 12 to 15 boys. So it's real, and it is not pretend. It is not a fake. It's not made up. There is a real problem.
And Robert F. Kennedy Jr., just to interrupt you as you continue, Doctor, with your gravitas on this, he goes over all the statistics that no one denies: obesity, diabetes, heart disease, neurological disorders in our youth, in our children. I mean, I remember all we did was stay outdoors until it was dark. All we did was climb trees. A lot of it's the television, the sedentary lifestyle, then all the processed foods. We know all the studies. I mean, bottom line, we are sick. Can you speak to that? What is going on?
Yeah, no, this is pervasive. And in those studies I mentioned, the 12 comparison of vaccinated, unvaccinated, they looked beyond autism. They looked at ADD, ADHD. They looked at allergic and immune disorders. And they found that they've across the board in every single study, that those ailments were worse, were more common in the vaccinated than the unvaccinated. In the final study that was initiated by Del Bigtree and Aaron Siri, then in that situation, they said, we're going to publish whether it shows that vaccines are safe or not safe, whether they're associated with these problems or not. And of course, it came to it, and he found that the physician who conducted the study found that those with who'd taken the vaccines were significantly worse off across a whole host of health domains, then he refused to publish. And that was the great moment in that film when Dell secretly filmed him saying, I'm not going to publish this because it would be the end of my career. That is what we're dealing with. He's more concerned about his career than with the health of millions of children across this country and the world. And that is an utter disgrace.
Absolutely. And of course, Dale Bigtree and others, they have the recordings of this top vaccine scientist that runs a whole division, a whole company, a university's programs. And he's going, of course, I'll do this. And it takes him a few years. He does it. I'm kind of giving a quick boil down. You can correct any little factoids that aren't dead on. But just from reading the articles and hearing the audio and talking to Bigtree, who was on about it, he challenges him. He says he'll do it. He does it. He goes, okay, the findings are true. That's causing autism and all this other stuff. I can't release this. It'll destroy my career. I mean, the cowardice of that, to know it and admit. He didn't even say, oh, well, it's inconclusive and lie. He said, no, it's all true. And then for my own damn career, I am going to do this. What a devastating revelation. And I'd say that guy's par for the course. The higher up you get in the medical system. Is that an accurate statement?
Yeah, absolutely. When we published, when we put out Vax, the movie Vax, that really changed the whole world on this issue, that was fraud at the CDC. The CDC has systematically defrauded the population of this country, the taxpayer, the politicians, the doctors, everybody, when they had discovered that my contention was correct, that MMR vaccine is causally associated with autism, and the younger you get the vaccine, the greater the risk. They tested that hypothesis. They found it was true. And for 14 years, they covered it up and put children in harm's way. Deliberately, knowingly, they put children in harm's way. And that's what we're dealing with. And people have now woken up to this, Alex, thanks to the silver lining of the cloud that's COVID, because it's emerging and has been emerging now for several years, just how devious, how fraudulent, how dishonest people like Tony Fauci and others were in the not only the development of the virus itself, but the subsequent use of the vaccine, so-called vaccine, and the denial of medical effective medical treatments to patients. So the public now have woken up, and there's no point in blaming you and me for having this conversation about vaccine safety and saying it's all our fault. It's your fault. You have created this situation by lying to the American public, deceiving them, and that's where we are right now. And in truth, they will never trust you again. They will trust the people who bought them the truth.
Well, I just want to be clear about this. It was about 20 years ago, so you'd already been exposing this for over a decade, that it was a huge bombshell back when corporate media still occasionally told the truth. ABC News reported, it had to be about 2008, if I remember, because it was such a big deal, that there had been a meeting in 2000 at the CDC with the board and the director, and they were saying, listen, we've maimed tens of millions of kids. If the public finds out, they're going to kill us. These were quotes because they wrote minutes on it. And then that got leaked. They confirmed it was real, and they said, we've got to clean it up and get it out. But then they didn't even do that. They just continued on. And then Fauci later admits in public statements, well, we've had problems with the old system and contamination, so now that's why mRNA is going to fix it. And then it's even worse, arguably, I think, inarguably. So the point is, we already have smoking guns decades ago. But you weren't vindicated yet. Countless more millions had to be hurt. I mean, it's just, I cannot believe as these institutions, I know up higher they're evil, Fauci and Bill Gates, but even the directors, it turns out, aren't conscious of it. They learn of it, and then they double down, and then it becomes conscious eugenics, conscious depopulation, conscious mass murder. There's no other way to slice it.
Now, once you are aware that what you're doing is causing harm, once you have knowledge that that is taking place, that is then deliberate. You have deliberated, you have come to the conclusion that for whatever reason you're going to continue with your policy, putting children at risk, that is then deliberate, and that is what they have done. And it's absolutely extraordinary to me that there is no accountability, none whatsoever. Those scientists who worked at the CDC who were admitted that they were fraudulent, continued to work, got their pensions, no consequences for them whatsoever. That is the disgrace.
You're absolutely right. We're going to go to break, and I want to come back and talk about what you believe needs to be done, because we've obviously reached critical mass getting Kennedy in. There's word that he may be run out soon, but Trump flip-flops back and forth. Gabbard runoff, absolutely devastating. It wasn't the cancer. Her husband has cancer, but I can confirm directly from the top, Trump told her to leave. They ran Joe Kent out. He resigned. Trump ought to be begging him back. He told him the Iran war was what was going to happen exactly. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs did, too. The head of the Army did. They fired him. What we need to do now at this critical mass with Dr. Andrew Wakefield, and I forgot, one of the biggest films in history, hundreds of millions of times seen online, Vax, that you made, is more important today than when it came out. How many years ago did Vax come out?
2016.
Yeah. So, and haven't you done an update on Vax, haven't you?
The other filmmakers have. I've moved on to other films.
We'll be right back. Stay there, Doctor. Now, everybody's talking about forever chemicals, and there's a whole bunch of them, and they just basically never go away. And they've been directly linked to cancer, infertility, obesity, mind fog, neurological disorders exploding. There's a big study out, harmful forever chemicals in blood of almost every single American. 98.9% of the American people. And that's just these chemicals. That's less than 100 of those 58 different ones that are seen as PFASs. There are hundreds of other chemicals like atrazine, glyphosate, you name it, that are in the water supply. And Most bottled water has it. Even if you've got well water runoff, it's got it. It's everywhere because the fuel additives, the list goes on and on. Processed foods, you name it. The thing to do is gravity-fed filters with the highest rated double carbon filters. There's two carbon filters in our unit, but each one has two layers in itself. So it's double carbon, each one, not just two filters. It has 3 gallons an hour of tap water, swamp water, pool water, and everything is non-detectable. These are the platinum standard of filters, the highest rated, highest tested. You can read the studies by top third-party firms that tested it, two different ones, TheAlexShowStore.com. We got a limited run of these, the most beautiful stainless steel, the highest quality. These are like $100 less than similar units that aren't even as good. But those sold out. Several thousand come in early next week. You can pre-order those now, and then it'll probably be a month till a bigger order comes in. If you want to get at the head of the line so that when these come in, you will be shipped to you first, now is the time. Because I would imagine the way they're selling in about a week or so, I was talking to Big Leader Sponsor this morning, the pre-order will be sold out when it comes in, and we're going to take it off the site, no more pre-order for the time being. Once that happens, we're going to wait till a bigger shipment comes in because we don't like to even do pre-order, but this is so important. It supports the show. You commit to do it. You know you're going to get it. You're going to get it first. This is hands down an out-of-the-park major victory. It is the top-of-the-line carbon platinum level, highest quality stainless steel, beautiful unit, great for your restaurant, great for your home, great for your cabin. It is the very best you're going to get. They sell units that aren't even as good for $400 all day. This starts out at less than $300 for VIPs, like $220. You cannot beat this deal. And it puts together in like 3 minutes, totally easy to use, very durable, tens of thousands of gallons go through it. Then you just buy replacement filters that are inexpensive, the highest quality. Get at the head of the line now and support the broadcast so we can rebuild this information warfare operation, get more hosts, more crew, more reporters. It's a 360 win. Don't wait. The biggest thing you do for your body, for you and your wife, your husband, your children, your staff, your crew, your coworkers, is have these units in the break room, have these units in your kitchen. It's a beautiful unit. Get yours now at TheAlexJonesStore.com and ensure you get it first before we take it off sale until we finally get it back in stock when a bigger shipment comes in about a month. But a limited shipment coming in, it's about to sell out. Get yours now at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Also, running for the next 2 weeks is the Start of Summer Super Kickoff Sale. Every 3 days, one of our best-selling supplements will be buy one, get one free. Right now, it's Ultramethylene Blue, medical grade, the very best out there. You can also get the T3 iodine up to 50% off as well. That's the next 3 days. All the new 250th anniversary limited edition Patriot ball caps and t-shirts, some of the best designs ever, are now on the site as well, and it funds this operation, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a VIP for $30 a month. Cancel anytime. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, and more at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Mike Lindell, another man, vindicated. Dominion dropped their huge lawsuit against him. Smartmatic indicted for election fraud around the world. In big trouble. He's joining us in the lead for the governorship. Unbelievable. Ship attacked the Strait of Hormuz as Iran threatens U.S.-backed route. Washington Post, we'll be getting to that. Iran holds the cards. Pentagon told Trump, don't do it. 92% chance the mullahs do not fall. 100% chance they close the strait, which they could do. And I know the inside baseball on that. And I want to say something about this right here. We got massive bot attacks, massively censored, basically shadow banned on X, not by Musk. I've talked to the tech experts. It's outside groups can do manipulations, attacking to the algorithm. But I do what's right, because there aren't enough people that'll tell the truth when they know they're going to get attacked. If people all had the attitude, or at least a majority had an attitude, or even a larger minority of, I'm going to do what's right, count on others to see my example and stand up, that's how you build a good civilization. So when I sit here and praise Dr. Andrew Wakefield, you only do that with certain guests, and I was fawning all over Tucker Carlson, because I know Tucker's the real deal. I've known him for 15 years. I know he's given up a lot to tell the truth. I knew from several people at Fox that he took two-thirds less money his last 3 years at Fox to have editorial control and say and do whatever he wanted. And then with certain guests like me, specifically, they said, you can't have Alex Jones. He said, well, my contract says that. And that's why he would talk about me constantly and promote me, because he could say whatever he wanted. He just couldn't have me on. They said there was some loophole in the contract. And then when I was being deplatformed, he stood up for me. And then he got to Elon Musk and explained, have you checked the logs at X, at Twitter, about Jones and Sandy Hook? Did you ever read? Because they can read every private message, every post ever made, even though I was banned. And Elon talked about it on air with me. He went and pulled up the logs, and I never talked about it but five times saying it happened. It's my life. I peed on graves. I attacked families. Five times all said it happened. Did two interviews with debates, people saying it didn't happen. I was covering a phenomenon. And they created this whole construct where I've been in parking lots and restaurants in front of my family. And people walk up and go, you murdered those children. Not Adam Lanza. That's the brainwashing. Like when they said Trump said the KKK are fine people. He said they're not fine people. They lie. They said Wakefield faked studies, faked his own test to lie and show these antibodies and things in the gut and his connection to autism, now all proven. He was a pioneer. So we must celebrate the people that are pioneers. We must celebrate the people that are crucified for the truth, because if you don't at least celebrate them, how, and defend them and support them, how are people ever going to stand up in mass if we just take it for granted, the trailblazers? So whether it's Andrew Wakefield or Tucker Carlson and just many other people, and quite frankly, this broadcast and our crew, I don't ask for the support. This operation is storied in how much we've broken, what we've done. I just go to the truth no matter what it is, okay? And I'm not always right, but I'm right like 98% of the time. And here we are. So Dr. Wakefield, I was asked the question, we hit the break. If more people would do what you've done, and more people would do what Kennedy's done, and more people, we would turn this around very quickly. We're already starting to turn it around, I think. Tell me if you disagree. The Great Awakening's here, but not fast enough, and it's giving evil more time to organize and think that it can get back in control. We have to rout it. I don't mean there's some utopia at the other end, but this current permutation, this cancer, we have to beat this into the ground. We have to overrun it. We have to have strategic, clear victories in culture and not just take the fact that we're pushing back and winning some battles. Do you agree with that? And you've been through a lot. You're a wise man, filmmaker, author. What, doctor, what do we need to do in your view to not just stay in the fight, but press the attack?
Well, change has, as you point out, been painfully slow in this. And a lot of children have been injured as a consequence of that slow response. But two things in my experience have changed the landscape altogether. One is film, telling the stories to people about fraud at the CDC and the pharmaceutical industry and elsewhere, bringing public attention to that in a format that is entertaining and educational. And the second is COVID, the disaster that the federal agencies made of COVID, the lies they told. The silver lining, as I said, was that it woke so many people up. When I first got involved in this, Alex, 31 years ago, a handful of people around the world were prepared to talk about the contentious issue, the vexed issue of vaccine safety. Now it's more than half the adult population of the world are questioning, saying, actually, no, we no longer trust them. This is not believable, and we will never trust you again. So it is changing dramatically, and I think it's taken on a life of its own. I think it will continue to change. How could we ever have imagined Bobby Kennedy in the White House, the Secretary of HHS, even 2 years ago? I could not have imagined that. So it is changing. It is changing too slowly for so many people. There will be, for many, no accountability. That's the way the system works. And as far as I'm concerned, me personally, I can reconcile. It's not about me. I came to that realization many years ago. It's not about me. What happens to me is neither here nor there, frankly. There's a much bigger issue at stake, and that is what happens to these children. We need to do several things. We need to stop the flow of injury. We need to cut that off, and that means, in my experience, dramatically modifying the childhood vaccine schedule. The other is to deal with those who've been injured on the battlefield of man's arrogant fight against infectious disease, in other words, vaccination. And that is to look after the children who are harmed and make provision for them. And that's what this latest book does, is bring attention to this critical issue of what happens when the parents are no longer there. So please,
yeah, let's explain your book. Let's get more into your book. And as soon as I read it, and as soon as it's out, when is the book coming out?
Okay, so it comes out. The plan is for it to come out tomorrow. There's a launch party on Instagram tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Instagram, 10 o'clock Central Time. There we go, at Andrew J. Wakefield. So come and join us. There'll be a bunch of freebies. Well, I'll be answering questions. And there is the basis of the story. As the winter of 1867 approaches, vengeful death on the Oregon Trail leaves an immigrant mother and her autistic son facing a relentless struggle for survival in an uncompromising land. But on the Oregon Trail, on the western frontier in 1867, I wanted to make it as harsh an environment as one might imagine for this mother and her child to survive.
All right, now, give us the website, because I'm aware of a lot of your websites. Where is the proper website to find the book launch?
The website to go to is thebequest.co, thebequest.co. So go to thebequest.co, and that's where you'll find us.
And the event tomorrow, where do people find that?
That's where they will find it. Go to the event. Also go to Instagram at Andrew J. Wakefield.
So you're going to be streaming it there.
That's it. That's where we'll be announcing the book and talking about it, answering questions, giving away freebies, videos, vaxxed, all the movies I've made, T-shirts. Join us there and learn more about this.
All right, I want to get back into the poison shots now. This clip, 5 years ago when he was interviewed by Mike Tyson, would get pulled down everywhere. Think of all the censorship we went through, not just the lockdowns, not just not being able to see loved ones while they killed them for $53,000, same program worldwide, but blocking clips like this, blocking our show, medical doctors we had on warning. Remember all that and know, while we're exposing this now, we're stopping their next attempted plandemic. They've been hyping the bird flu, Ebola. I want to talk to Dr. Wakefield about that. We've had Hotez and Fauci saying, don't worry, there'll be a new pandemic to block Trump. And of course, he said that back in 2017 about Trump. He will face a new pandemic, respiratory virus. And now all confirmed, they cooked it up at Chapel Hill, moved it to Wuhan. This was premeditated, it's clear. But this is a censored clip going back, talking about the big pharma industry and what they're really up to with Mike Tyson. Here it is.
We have 1,400 studies, peer-reviewed studies, and published on NIH's website, PubMed, linking it to all of the, linking various vaccines to all of those injuries.
So what are they doing this for, money?
Well, they're making $60 billion a year selling us vaccines, but they're making $500 billion a year selling the remedies for the injuries caused by vaccines.
Wow.
So the diabetes medication, the Adderall, the Ritalin, the Concerta, the Advair inhalers, the albuterol inhalers, the anti-seizure medications, all of those. You know, this is a really great business plan for these companies. You make people sick, and then you sell them the lifetime cure. Measles, wow. They weren't making any money. If you get measles or chickenpox, the cure is chicken soup and vitamin A, and you can't patent either of those.
Huh.
And you're well in a week. There's self-limiting illnesses that go away in a week. But if you can give somebody that vaccine and make them, you know, diabetic for life, and you got a permanent customer, or ADD or ADHD, and, you know, many of the vaccines are for illnesses for which there is zero risk. A baby, a one-day-old baby has zero risk of getting hepatitis B,
right,
if his mother doesn't have it,
yeah,
which every mother is tested for. You can only get it from, you know, unprotected sex or from sharing needles. Why are we giving one-day-old babies a vaccine for hepatitis B, and they admit the vaccine only lasts 5 years? That baby is not going to have sex with a prostitute in the first 5 years of life. There's zero risk. And yet it's a very, very dangerous vaccine.
And remember how Pfizer, about 6 months into their rollout in 2021, and they said, oh, our new push isn't going to be vaccines. It's going to be cancer increasing and cancer treatments. Then they had the vice president of Pfizer, the head of mRNA technology caught by James O'Keefe before they kicked him out of Veritas, saying, oh, we've got new viruses on the shelf we made. We're going to release new variants. It's a great business deal. They're not even hiding it. From your research, and I know you don't like to go out on limbs, but I think it's pretty clear now. Overall, this is premeditated. They're making us sick for control. A, do you agree with that? B, give us any examples you'd like to give, Dr. Wakefield.
Firstly, that will be remembered as one of the landmark interviews with Bobby Kennedy, and extraordinarily brave approach to just getting the word out there. Yes, I mean, it's absolutely true. They're making it at the front end, they're making it the back end, they're making a great deal of money out of this market, and they will do everything they can to protect that market. And that is manifest in the censorship, in everything that's gone on. I remember going on Cheryl Atkinson when she was at CBS, and she said to me, we did an interview about vaccines and autism, and she said, Andy, when we've edited this clip and it goes to the money men on the top floor, I will get a call at 15 minutes. They will call me and they say, this clip will not play. If it does, our sponsors will pull out, our sponsors being the drug companies. Well, she was wrong. She's rarely wrong, but she was wrong. It was 5 minutes. 5 minutes after it was edited, they pulled it. And that's the kind of censorship that we've had to put up with. That is changing. It's not changing fast enough. But the harm done well beyond the issue of autism is extraordinary. And I'm delighted to see Bobby in that interview taking this issue on as he has done ever since. You're fighting a huge lobby because in government you have people on both sides of the aisle whose campaigns are funded in large part by the pharmaceutical industry and who will fight on their behalf and not in the interests of the American people, which is, again, utterly disgraceful and inconsistent with the reason they were elected to be there. So we have a huge battle yet to fight, but while there's breath in my body, I will continue fighting it. I think, as I say, the silver lining of COVID was that it woke people up to what's going on. I doubt very, very much, very much, whether any future pandemic program and RNA-based vaccination is ever going to be successful again. And for that, they have themselves to blame.
Absolutely true. And I want to go back to this for the fifth time. You were, as a preeminent person and very respected and the most demonized ever, 31 years ago through this saga, and I'd say it took 15 years or so, you correct me in the time frame, to be vindicated. Now you're ultra vindicated. You went through hell, and if you hadn't done that, if so much of the research was built off of what you discovered and then proven, you were the trailblazer. And look at Cheryl Atkinson. She was investigating the CIA, spying on Congress, you name it. And then they threatened to plant child porn and tried to on her husband. But it was a good federal agent that left something in their mailbox, if I remember, warning her that this was going to happen. They did the same thing to me. And then the FBI said, no, I was a victim. And when they came and checked the forensics, obviously, it was unopened emails. But the national media headline said that. And, you know, Jones sent child porn to Sandy Hook families. No, someone sent me an email. They did discovery of tens of thousands of emails, 300,000 they got, and then knew right where to go find hidden links in an unopened email and ran a national headline that I sent child porn. And that's all it said. Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, you know, I'm sending child porn to people. The FBI put a letter out, not defending him overall, saying, no, Jones is a victim. This was sent. This was unopened. They didn't have to do that, but they're still good people. Even ones that don't pop their heads up that do that. Atkinson, they were going to plan it. They were doing it. They caught him. In fact, they did do it, but then they'd already been caught. People need to know this. When you got Wakefield up here on the field and I'm up here on the field, it's like Tron when they're fighting Central Control, except it's not a movie. This is real, people. And I want it to boil into people's heads. This isn't a Netflix show. This isn't fiction. Wakefield's real. I'm real. The hell we've gone through is real. And I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. I just want people to realize this is man's work, okay? Woman's work. This is adult stuff. This is real. And I just want people to front and center celebrate the people that are putting it all on the line for all of us collectively and invite you to join us in this fight. So many people think they have the perfect program. They got to have a way to do it. They've got to fix the whole world themselves. No, just speak out. Just say no to the system. Support those that are at the vanguard. What are other ways people can support Trailblazers, Dr. Wakefield?
Well, in my case, reading the book and supporting the films, watching the films, making it all worthwhile. The films were made to do the heavy lifting for you. These are highly complex issues about vaccine safety, the vaccine safety court, the frauds that have taken place. My job has been to distill them into entertaining narratives that educate and have integrity or honest. And in that way, millions of people can be helped. When I was in the clinic, I could help one child at a time. Making a movie, I can help many, many people. So make use of them. They're there for you. They are there to do the heavy lifting so that you can then go forward with informed consent as to whether you want to vaccinate yourself or your family. It's up to you. It's up to you. It's your body. It's your children's body. But you must be the one to make that informed decision, and that means getting the information to you. You will not get that information from the government or its agencies.
The book launches tomorrow. There it is on screen, the URL. I want to play one more clip for you before you have to leave us. And Mike Lindell, another vindicated individual, another trailblazer, lost his $50 million fortune in it, investigating fraud, being attacked, and now totally vindicated, about to countersue everybody and about to win the governorship if we stay behind him. I told you he'd win. He's way ahead now, from number two, now way ahead, like 6, 7, 8 points in the polls. Just devastating. This is Dr. Theresa Disher.
Theresa Disher.
Yeah. And there's so many of these clips. People forget this, that not just the vaccine companies, but all of Big Pharma and what they're doing and baby parts and keeping babies alive. This is all dehumanizing. This is all destroying the sanctity of life. And if we don't stand up for the children and ourselves, then what do you expect? We've got to get our survival instinct back. Here's the clip.
Included the lung of the fetuses?
Yes.
Okay. Included the skin?
Yes.
Kidney?
Yes.
Spleen?
Yes.
Heart?
Yes.
And this was just one study. So let me ask you again. In your entire career, how many fetuses have you worked with?
Well, I don't remember the exact number, but quite a few when we were studying them originally, before we decided to use them to make vaccines.
Do you have any sense? I mean, this one study had 76. How many other studies did you have that you used aborted fetuses for?
Oh, I don't remember how many.
You're aware? Are you aware that one of the objections to vaccination by the plaintiff in this case is the inclusion of aborted fetal tissue in the development of vaccines, and the fact that it's actually part of the ingredients of vaccines?
I have another clip when I'm trying to play it with the co-maker, it's like 20 years ago, of the shock polio vaccine, admitting, oh, it was all full of SV40, gave tens of millions of people cancer, killed them, many of them. Ha ha, there's too many people anyways. I'm sure you've seen that clip. I mean, these guys are so callous. And I know they select a lot of these guys that at the end of the day are just mad scientists. Dr. Wakefield, can you speak to, at the top of this, the center of the rat hole, the type of minds we're up against?
Yeah, once they assume an authority and they assume a level of income and prestige, they feel they can operate autonomously. For Tony Fauci, for example, it was not elected. No one elected Tony Fauci, and yet he took decisions, major health decisions, on behalf of the entire population of the world. He had no jurisdiction to do that whatsoever, and yet he did it. And the consequences were disastrous. And that's what these people have done over the years. They've become, based upon the argument that vaccines save lives and we can save millions of people, and look at polio and look at this and look at smallpox, they've driven this narrative, they've controlled the narrative, and they have acted autonomously, assuming control over the population, over our bodies, taking away our God-given rights. And this is the situation in which we find ourselves now. Unfortunately, in that case, due to people like Aaron Siri cross-examining Dr. Stanley Plotkin, then it comes to people's attention just how callous and indifferent to the human condition these people are.
That's right. The bequest.co book comes out tomorrow. In closing, we got to go, but I'll never forget it's got to be about 12, 13 years ago. There's a big hill called the Hill of Life. I was marching up and down it, trying to exercise. And I get to the top, and this guy stops me, and he goes, I'm the head of the state Board of Health, and I just want you to know, you're right, the shots are hurting and killing a lot of people, but overall, it helps more people than it hurts, so we're still going to do it. And I didn't take my phone with me when I was hiking. I got back in my car on the smartphone, typed in, you know, and there he was. It was his picture. It was him telling me N justifies the means, but it doesn't even really even do that. That's the main final excuse is what I found is they lie and say they're doing better good than it's harming. But then we know the flu shots never even help one person. In your experience, is that really at the heart of their denial?
Yes, they genuinely believe based upon nothing whatsoever, based upon an assumption that the science has been done and it has not been done, that though the vaccines help more than they hurt. Well, they don't tell parents that. They don't give parents, this is the risk of this and this is the risk of this. They just say vaccines are safe and effective. That is a lie.
Incredible. Dr. Wakefield, we'll talk to you soon. I'm going to read your book. God bless you and thank you for all you've done for humanity.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you very much.
All right, very powerful. Mike Lindell, woo! By the way, he was probably, I'm not bragging, but just an example, you can push this, you nudge people. He's a frequent guest, and he was, I heard he was talking about running, and I said, is it true? And he says, I don't know. And I said, you got to do it. You're going to win. You got to do it. And I said, announce today. Remember, he announced on my show. He said, okay, I was thinking about it. I'm doing it. So what a badass, now in the lead. In fact, pull up those articles. In the lead in all the polls, Mike Lindell, governor. Before we go to break, listen to me very, very carefully, folks. We have a new water filtration system that has the very best double carbon filters, that is the best filtration system, cuts out thousands of horrible things that are out there to non-detectable levels. You're not allowed by law to say it's not in there. Just say the spectrometers can find nothing. And the testing systems, I mean, it's the best and the most beautiful stainless steel, and it's way less than units that aren't even as good. It took them 2 years to get this done. It sold out in 3 days when the first 1,000 came in. Next week, another 2,000 come in, and we've almost sold out of the pre-order. So if you want to be at the head of the line, order it now. It's coming in. You'll get it, because then it's going to go off pre-sale until even more come in. I'm not going to do the pre-sale after this anymore. They got a whole bunch coming in like a month and a half, but a little bit coming next week. We've almost reached the number where the pre-sales has sold out, so you only have, I think, 4 or 5 days of current sales rates to get yours. It is the dual platinum gravity-fed water filtration system. It is the highest quality, thealexjonesstore.com. We've extended through Saturday till noon, and it's got to stop because we're getting low on it. Buy one bottle of ultramethylene blue, get another bottle free. You can also, the new sale, it goes through Monday. Bovine colostrum, the very best private labels, what we've got, the very best private label in the country we have. Buy one, get one free. There's not a lot of markup here, so this is almost a lost leader. Buy one, get one free. The best deal ever on a bovine colostrum for hair, skin, and nails. And Ultimate Power, the strongest pre-workout energy drink, totally healthy, amazing, better than Turbo Force. 30% off now at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow! The methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel? Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, alexjoneslive.com is tomorrow's news today.